at batas. Pagbibigay linaw at kaalaman para sa bayan sa mga legal na usapin, libreng konsultasyon at tulong na may kinalaman sa batas. Bayan at batas. Kaalaman at serbisyong legal dito sa Radyo ng Bayan.
Okay, magandang gabi po muli sa ating mga tagapakinig at welcome po sa ating palatuntunang Bayan at Batas. Ngayon pong araw na ito ng Linggo, ikadalawa sa buwan ng Hunyo ngayong 2013. Ito po si Ven Blones at syempre kasama po natin ating mga kaibigang abogado dito. Unahin natin si Attorney Marvin Aceron. Attorney Marvin.
Miss Ven, episode 131.
Ayan, bakit parang wala?
Ayan. Ayan. Miss Ben, episode ayun. 131. Woo!
Ayan.
Magandang gabi. It's the Feast of Corpus Christi.
Oo nga, okay.
Siyempre, patuloy tayo sa ating episode on the Salem Witch Trials.
Nako. But parang,
part 2.
Parang kasabay doon sa Corpus Christi.
Hindi, nagkataon lang po mga kaibigan. Medyo exciting na topic kasi itong witch trials.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on our second part. I don't know if it will have a third part kasi ang dami kasi ditong babasahin. And for us lawyers, I think this is a very important trial. I think it actually emphasizes the real argument behind due process, the real point about giving each person a chance to be heard, the real point about the kinds of evidence required or necessary to convict a person.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya medyo pwede natin babaran ng konti, ano, palagay mo, Attorney Ponzi.
Oh, sige, total, yes. Binanggit mo na si Attorney Ponzi. Andito kasama natin si Attorney Noel Punzalan. Attorney Noel.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. O nga, Corpus Christi. Tsaka bukas may mga taong, may mga batang papasok na. Yan,
oo nga,
na.
Ano? Umpisa na
pala
bukas.
Simula na uli ang puyatan. Hindi, puyatan.
Gising na maaga.
Dahil sa Tuesday pa sila.
Tuesday
pareho. Pa. Pero nag-dry run na kami kanina. Pumunta na kami ng bunso ko sa Ateneo. At hinahanap na namin yung... Sa laki ng grade school eh. Uh-huh. Eh hinahanap na namin sa yung kwarto niya. At least medyo malayo.
So alam na ni Nico kung saan siya.
Nakita ko kanina gano'ng kalayo ang lalakari niya. May bag pa siya. Mm-hmm. Eh litlit nung ano. Awa ka din.
Wala, bawal ba roller?
Oo nga.
Pagdating sa grade 3, grade 4 pataas, encourage knapsack na.
Ah, oh, talaga.
Yung first 3 years, hindi, ano raw sila eh. Matatanda na raw sila, tatak na raw nila yung kanilang mga photo.
Mm-hmm.
Inrawan tanda na.
Naalala ko nung araw, mahaba rin na nilalakad ko.
Pero may roller. Stroller.
Stroller,
ginagawa pang silya yun eh.
Oh.
Tapos yung pinalilipad sa sagdan, buti nga ngayon, puro rampa na eh.
Pwede.
Palilipa rin mo sa sagdan. No? Tapos ang bag mo, wala pang isang taon.
Oh, wasa kagad.
Oh, okay, okay.
Sila kagad yung mga gulong.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Miss Ben, 0920-923-6509 ang itetext ng ating mga kababayan. Pagdating ng bandang 7:30.
Bandang
7:30, wala yung relo ko.
Ako.
Nakalimutan ko. Mas kanina nagmamasa ako na.
Ayan.
Ayan. Pizza.
Ayan. Meron ng bagong negosyo
may
si Attorney Marvin.
May fallback na si Attorney Marvin.
Oo, iniisip niya na agad yung kanyang retirement kaya siya nagpipizza.
Nagluluto ako ng pizza ko kasi ang mahal ng Shakey's eh.
Ako lagot ka.
Eh, bayad ka pa.
Hindi. Sasabi ko, sarili ko.
Uh-huh.
Mas mura at mas masarap pala. At
saka ano, kontrolado mo yung pinalagay mo sa pizza mo.
Correct.
Diba?
Sigurado ka
high
pa.
High quality o no quality. Bahala ka kung nilalagay mo. Basta ikaw naglagay mo. Diba?
Yes. Pero okay. Bigla ko naalala, o nga pala, abogado pa pala ako. Hindi pa ako. Yes.
Pwede pa.
Okay, na balik tayo sa ating pinag-uusapang topic last week tungkol sa mga mangkuhulam. Napansin ko si Attorney Ponzi, parang iika-ika kayo.
Masakit yung...
Ano ba nangyari sa'yo?
Masakit yung kuyukot ko. Ewan kung bakit. Masakit eh. Parang pag naglalakad ako, parang tumatama sa... I don't... Hindi ko alam kung bakit.
Wala ka namang namurang ano.
Wala ka nakaaway?
Na matanda. Hindi naman. Hindi naman.
Wala ka bang nakaaway?
Parang wala naman.
Wala naman.
Hindi naman kami nag-away. Hindi naman ako hinambalo sa bandit.
Buti naman yun. Kasi ho, kaya ako nabanggit siya kasi last week pinag-usapan na natin yung mga experience natin sa Pilipinas sa mga mangkukulam. Pero isa pala napansin ko, sa atin walang ganitong klaseng kaso, no? Yung mangkukulam na ikinulong.
Wala.
Pero sabi ni Mrs., isama mo na rin dyan daw yung judge na nakikipag-usap sa duwende. Yung judge sa Malabon. Natanggal sa pagka-judge yun eh.
Oh, maganda yan.
Kasi inaamin niya na bago siya mag-desisyon, pero mga duwende siyang kinukonsulta.
Talaga?
Mm, yung kanyang mga consultant.
Ba? Sa Malabon yun?
Oh, sa Malabon.
Wala na, wala na yun.
Wala na yun. Wala na yun.
Aha.
Pero alam up nature yun eh.
Wow!
Baka nga yun, dahil nga sa consultants niya.
Oo.
Kaya siya naging...
Alam mo, butihin ko na rin si Commissioner Leonida.
Si dating yan. Judge.
Dating judge sa Malabon yun. Sa kapitbahay niya kasi yung judge na yun. Mm. Hindi ko na maalala yung
hindi naman siya yung nagluluto sa loob ng
courtroom. Ay, iba yun. Sa Manila yun. Iba
ba yung nagluluto sa loob ng courtroom?
Nagluluto?
Okay.
Kaya mo tayo bahala dyan.
So, sana tayo. Napunta tayo sa mga duwende. No? Kasi, hindi, kasi nga naghahanap ako ng reference sa Pilipinas.
Parang ano, no? Para ma-apply dito.
Klaseng,
no?
Ganitong klaseng kaso. No? Although, sa Pilipinas marami pa rin mga superstitions. Hindi naman tayo umaabot sa korte pagdating sa superstition. Except siguro yung judge na nasabi ko. No? Ito sa Salem Witch Trial, which we were talking about last week. 1692 pa ito. Kung baga buhay pa ang gumbursa. Pinanganak na ba sila? Oh, yeah, siguro pinanganak na sila. Pero, hindi.
Hindi pa.
Si Padre Pedro Pelaez pa lang pinanganak noon. Yung kanilang...
yung boss nila. Ay, yung ano. Ayan. Yung forerunner.
1692. At ang Amerika ay bahagi pa rin ng United Kingdom.
Colony pa rin.
Colony pa rin siya ng United Kingdom. At napag-usapan natin the last time. Yung events kasi na to, napapaloob sa isang komunidad na ang buhay ay umiikot o umiinog sa simbahan, isang kapilya na kanilang pinupuntahan every Wednesday and Friday yata o sa Saturday. At yung
farming.
So, walang TV.
Walang TV.
Ano bang mass media nun? Libro?
Town crier. May pumupunta Marker, doon at no? Nagsasalita at maingay yung boses.
Oo, wala pang internet nun.
Wala pang internet. Wala pang ano nun, wala pang social media.
May diary na ba nun?
Baka. Pero yun nga, yung town crier, yung sinisigaw yung diaryo.
Yung balita, no?
Oo, sinisigaw
at,
yung
pero balita. May mga libro.
Meron na.
Except that yung mga libro to ay mahal. Konti na ang
May printing na ba? No? May movable type na? Si Gutenberg? Baka meron na, no? Baka mahirap lang dalhin, imported. Kasi, tsaka, alam mo naman ang biyahe ng barko, eh. Ling, ano, buwan, eh. Buwan para makarating ng New World, eh. Diba? Yun.
Pero, mabalik tayo, no? Yung
pinag-uusapan natin, yung Salem Witch Trial,
nag-zeroin na tayo sa tatlong
characters. Mm-hmm.
Pinagmulat kasi tayo mga babae, mga maliliit na bata.
Sakit.
Biglang nagkaroon ng affliction, sakit. Mm. Ano bang
ito, yun, parang violent fits. May parang crawling sensation sa skin. Vomiting, choking, and hallucinations. Oo. Mamaya pa natin sasabihin ano yung ano, medical findings from now on.
Parang ano, kumikisay-kisay.
Oh, yun. Parang nasasapian.
Nasasapian.
Yun na yun, nasasapian.
Nagwento na ako doon sa mga nasasapian, doon sa mga...
yun na siguro, no? sa pagkakasabi dito kay Douglas Linder, eh, parang nasasapian. Kasi may hallucinations eh.
Oh. Pero hindi na magbabago ng boses, no?
Hindi natin alam.
Pagkatapos, may tatlong akusado, na unang inakusa. Anong pangalan ng tatlong akusado?
Una siya... Sarah Good.
Si Sarah Good.
Si Sarah Osborne.
Sarah Osborne.
Tsaka si Tituba.
Si Tituba.
Yun.
Basahin nga natin, Attorney Ponce, yung paano ba in-examine itong si Tituba? Nababasa ko kami ng transcript. Si Tituba ho, nakuwento namin last week. Sige. Medyo may kakaibang ugali ito.
Yan.
Umamin siya eh, no?
Nagdi-delay pa ako ng konti kasi bagal ng internet ko.
Sige, wala.
Okay.
Background na tayo kayo. Sige. So umamin siya, pero inamin niya rin na nakita niya ang
demonyo.
Oo, at anong ginawa ng demonyo?
Sinabihan siya at pinapirma sa kanyang slambok. Ganun ba eh. Sign my book. Tapos do what I say.
Talaga rin, what are your hobbies?
What define love?
What is your motto in life?
Yeah. Slam book. Tatawa-tawa tayo ngayon, pero nung panahon niyo, seryoso itong...
Pero weird, no? Ano bang ibig sabihin? Pag sumunod ka sa slam book, ano may ibig sabihin yan?
Friend ka niya.
Ngayon, di na ako sa slam book.
Parang friend mo sa Facebook, ganun.
Tapos, Facebook na, no?
Ayun na, finalo mo sa Twitter. Ganun.
Pag finalo mo sa Twitter si Satan.
Para ka nakipag-chat sa WeChat, ba? Bago yun.
Mukhang inain ka.
O siyempre, alam mo, kinukuha ko yung, kaya lahat ng pangalan, kaya ng social media, sinasalihan ko, just to secure the name. Yun. Kahit hindi ko gagamitin yan, papasukan ko yan, para lang masecure ko yung pangalan.
Samantala, si Tituba ay ding social media follower.
Follower.
Ng Facebook ni Satanas.
Ayun, parang ganun siguro yun. Parang ganun na nga siguro.
Parang ganun na nangyari. No? Sige, basahin natin. Ako yung ano, ako yung nag-examine.
Ah, sige. Ako
with
si
the corresponding British accent.
Bahala ka dyan.
Depende.
Baka ako, Indian naman ako kayo.
Okay. Masaya po ako eh. Okay. Why do you hurt these poor children? What harm have they done to you?
They do no harm to me. I no hurt them at all.
Why have you done it?
I have done nothing. I can tell when the devil works.
What do the devil tell you that he hurts them?
No, he tells me nothing. Do you ever see something? Sorry.
Do you never see something appear in some shape?
No, a capital S pa yun, ano? No, no, never see anything.
What familiarity have you with the devil? Or what is it if you converse with it at all? Tell the truth. Who is that hurts them?
The devil, for aught I know.
What appearance or how do he appear when that hurts them? With what shape or what is he like that hurts them?
Like man, I think yesterday, I being in the Lento chamber, I saw a thing like a man. Thou told me, serve him. And I told him, no, I would not do such thing. They told me to hurt the children and I would not, would have had me. If I would not got and hurt them, they would do so to me at first. I didn't agree with them, but afterward I told them I saw more. Some saw no more.
Would they have had hurt you, the children, the last night?
Yes, but I was sorry and I said I would do so no more. I told I would fear God.
But why did not you do so before?
Why they tell me I had done so before, therefore I must go on. These were the four women and the man.
At first, beginning with them, we then appeared to you. What was it like at you to do it?
One like man, Yusat, I was going to sleep, came to me. This was when the children was first hurt. He said he would kill the children and she would never be well. And he said, if I would not serve him, he would do so to me.
Is that the same man that appeared before to you, that appeared the last night and told you this?
Yes.
What other likeness besides a man hath appeared to you?
Sometimes like a hog, sometimes like a great black dog, four times.
But why? What did they say unto you?
They told me serve him. That was a good way. That was the black dog. I told him I was afraid. He told me he would be worse then to me.
What did you say to him after that?
I answered, I will serve you no longer. He told me he would do me hurt then.
What other creatures have you seen?
A bird.
What bird?
A little yellow bird.
Where does it keep?
With the man who had pretty things there besides.
What other pretty things?
He had not showed them yet at me, but he said he would show them to me tomorrow. He told me I would serve him. I should have the bird.
What other creatures did you see?
I saw two cats, one red, another black, as big as the little dog.
What did these cats do?
I don't know. I seen them two times.
What did they say?
They say served him.
When did you see them?
I saw them last night.
Did they do any hurt to you or threaten you?
They did scratch me.
When?
After prayer, scratch me and scratch me because I would not serve them and they went away. I could not see, but they stood before the fire.
What service do they expect from you?
They say more hurt to the children.
How did you pinch them when you hurt them?
the other pulled me and hauled me to the pinch the children to the pinch the children, and I'm very sorry for it.
What made you? Or how did your arm when you were searched? What had you there?
I had nothing.
Do not those cuts suck you?
No, never yet. I would not let them. But they had almost tossed me into the fire.
How do you hurt those that you pinch? Do you get those cuts or other things to do it for you? Tell us, how is it done?
The man sends the cuts to me and bids me to pinch them. And I think I went over Mr. Griggs and I pinched her this day in the morning. The man brought Mr. Griggs mad to me and made me pinch here.
Did you ever go with these women?
They are very strong and puny and make me go with them.
Where did you go?
Up to Mr. Putnam's and we make me go with them.
Where did you go?
Up to Mr. Putnam's and make me hurt the child.
Who did make you go?
The man that is very strong and these two women, Good and Osborne, but I am sorry.
How did you go? What do you ride upon?
I ride upon a stick or pole, and Good and Osborne behind me. We ride, taking hold of one another. I don't know how we gone, for I saw no trees, no path, but I was presently there, and when we were up.
How long since you began to pinch my Paris children?
I did not pinch them at first, but. He made me afterward.
Have you seen Good and Osborne ride upon a pole?
Yes, and I have held fast by me. I was not at Mr. Griggs but once, but it may be sent something like me. With or would I have gone, but they tell me they will hurt me. Last night they tell me I must kill somebody with a knife.
Who were they that told you so?
Sarah Good and Osborne. And they would have me killed Thomas Putnam's child last night. The child also affirmed that at the same time they would have had her cut their own head. For if she would not then told her Titubi would cut it off, and then she complained at the same time of the knife. Cutting of her when her master had asked her about these things, she said that they not let her tell, but tell her if she tells her head shall be cut off.
Who tells you so?
The man, Good and Osborne's wife. Goody Goody came to me last night, her master, but at prayer, would not let her hear, and she would not could not make her good while hear a good while. Good had one of these birds, the yellow bird, and would have given me it, but I would not have it. At prayer time, she stopped my ears, and I would not let her hear.
What would you have done with it?
Give it to the children, which a yellow bird had been several times seen by the children. I saw Sarah Good have it in her hand when she came to the forefinger and the long finger before the right hand.
Did you never practice witchcraft in your own country?
No, never before now.
Did you see them do it now?
Yes, today, but that was in the morning.
But did you see them do it now while you were examining?
No, I did not see them, but I saw them hurt at other times. I saw Good have a cat beside the yellow bird, which was with her.
What has Osborne got to do to go with her?
Something I don't know what it is. I can't name it. I don't know how it looks like. She had the toe of them. One of them had wings, two legs. And it had like a woman. The children saw the same. But yesterday, which afterward turned into a woman.
What is the other thing that Good Osborne hath?
A thing all over hairy, all the face hairy, and a long nose. I don't know what it is. I can't name it. I don't know what it looks like. She had two of them. One of them had wings and two legs. It got upright and is about 2 or 3 foot high and got upright like a man. Last night it stood before the fire in Mr. Parry's hall.
And what was that appeared like a wolf to Hubbard as she was going from Proctor's?
That clothes that the man...
Tama.
That what clothes? What clothes that the man appeared you unto you in? Black clothes. So yun, sayo dapat yun. Black clothes sometime. Sometimes serge coat of a cooler, a tall man with the white hair, I think.
What apparel does the woman wear?
I don't know. With cooler.
What kind of clothes has she?
I don't know. With cooler. Cooler to? Cooler. Cooler.
What kind of clothes has she?
A black silk hood and a white silk hood under it with top knots. Which woman, I don't know. I have seen her in Boston when I lived there.
What clothes the little woman?
A serge coat with a white cap, I think, as I think. The children having fits at this very time. She asked where, who hurt them. She answered, good. Good, good, and the children, the same, but Hubbard being taken an extreme fit after she was asked who hurt her. And she said she could not tell, but said they blinded her and would not let her see. And after that, was once and twice taken dumb herself.
Whew! Anong hatol?
Patay. Pati si Sarah good chance. Nadamay.
Hindi, pero if you analyze the examination, parang
madami objectionable.
Hindi yata sane. Hindi yata of sound mind si Tito ba?
Parang.
Diba?
Parang hindi fit to...
Parang hindi siya fit for examination.
Kung ano nang sinasabi.
Tsaka buko doon, walang sense.
Walang sense. Tama. Tsaka ano... Saka puro misleading yung tanong.
Okay, pero ano kasi...
Sabagay, yung judge yata mismo nagtatanong.
Yung judge yun. Kasi parang ano to eh.
Inquisition lang.
Inquisitory kasi yung sistema eh. Although sa Pilipinas po, sinasabi natin na adversarial ang ating examination ng mga witnesses. Ibig sabihin, yung mga abogado lang nagtatanong. Dito sa ating nabasang examination ni Tituba, yung judge mismo nagtatanong.
Judge mismo nagtatanong. Fact-finding.
Pero parang nagbabago na rin pala sa atin dahil sa judicial affidavit rule, binigyan ng kapangyarihan yung judge na magtanong. Anyway, that's a side matter. So, dahil dyan, sa kanyang mga pinagsasabi ni Tituba, anong nangyari kay Tituba?
Nasakal. Nasakal nasakal ng lubid. kasi nakaupo siya sa ano sa kariton eh. Uh-huh. Tapos nalagay yung lubid sa leeg niya. Tapos pinaalis yung kariton.
Ayun.
Nasakal ng lubid. Ayun. In short, binitay. Bapal sinabi. Eh.
Sila tatlo.
Nabitay sila lahat. No?
Pero nang damay pa siya, no?
Nadamay yung dalawa.
Oo,
kasi
talaga.
Hindi nila alam anong gagawin nila eh. Pag umamin ka, baka makaligtas ka pa.
So, may ganun nangyari. May mga ganun. Diba?
Oo.
Yun.
So, bukod doon, meron pa rin examination kay Good. Sino ba si Sarah Good? Pasahin natin yung examination ni Sarah Good.
Siya ay, si Good, ano yan eh, ba, nakalagay dito, beggar, social misfit, who would live wherever someone would house her, parang ano.
Ito po mas maikli, si Sarah Good.
Teka, yung tingnan natin niya. Sige, mag-ano ka muna, pasakali ka muna, edit sa internet ko. Diba?
So, si Tituba ko kanina, nakita natin, ganun ang mga sagot, umami na siya, pero siya ay nabitay pa rin. Yung kasamahan niya si Sarah Good, ako naman ang si Sarah Good. Para kasi po yung script namin dito
old English
yung, old English actually pati yung grammar nila at pati yung spelling sa bagay parang pareho rin sa mga stenographer ngayon ano mali no? Ganun po yung pagkakasulat kaya may hirap po basahin halimbawa yung it dalawa yung t parang old English
teka ano ba yung naggawa-gawa lang ng istorya si Tituba
kumuha na siya ng
para ano yun para akala niya mas mapapakawalan siya parang gano'n.
Kasi nga isip ano siya eh hindi siya
Puritan eh hindi naman siya ano siya native native si Tituba eh ato ready na ako ready na
bukod wala kang maligtas eh no kasi ang mga may kapangyarihan pag sinabing guilty ka na rin.
Hindi, bali wala rin pala yung mga...
Kaya parang naisip niya, amin na lang siya.
Amin na lang siya. Nagdamay na lang ako ng iba.
Sige, okay. Basa, Atty. Bonzi.
Sarah Good, what evil spirit have you familiarity with?
None.
Have you made no contact with the devil?
Good answered no. Oh, no.
No. Why do you hurt these children?
I do not hurt them. I scorn it.
Why do you employ them to do it?
No creature, but I am falsely accused.
Why do you go away muttering from Mr. Paris in his house?
I did not mutter, but I thanked him for what he gave my child.
Have you made no contact with the devil?
No.
Desired the children, all of them, took upon her and see if this was the person that hurt them, so all look upon her and said this was one of the persons who did torment him. Presently, they were all tormented. Ay, ako pa rin pala ito.
Yeah.
Sarah Good, do you not see now what you have done? Why do you not tell us the truth? Why do you thus torment these poor children?
I do not torment them.
Who do you employ then?
I employ nobody. I scorn it.
How come they thus tormented?
What do I know? You bring others here and now you charge me with it.
Why? Who was it?
I do not know, but it was some you brought into the meeting house with you.
We brought you into this meeting house.
But you brought in two more.
Who was it that tormented the children?
It was Osborne.
What is it that you say when you go muttering away from persons' houses?
If I must tell, I will tell.
Do tell us then.
If I must tell, I will tell. It is the commandments I may say, my commandments I hope.
What commandments is it?
If I must tell you, I will tell. It is Psalm.
What Psalm?
After a long time, she muttered over some part of Psalm.
Psalm na yun. Oh, yeah. Who do you serve?
I serve God.
What God do you serve?
The God that made heaven and earth.
Okay, ano to? I don't know. Loads na lang yata to.
Though she was not willing to mention the word God, her answers were in very wicked, spiteful manner, reflecting and retorting against the authority based in abusive words, etc. Yung notes ng recorder. So, siya? Talagang, may mga tanong ko dito, halimbawa, why do you torment them? Anong objection ng attorney
Potsy? Misleading. Potsy? You already assume.
Ano yung ibig sabihin ng misleading?
At ang misleading ay ina-assume mo yung nasagot na niya yung unang tanong noon. Ngayon siyang, kunyari, yan. Why? Dapat, ang establish mo muna kung tinotorment nga niya muna bago mo sabihin yung why.
Kasi ito talagang tormented ba yung mga
tormented
bata?
Tormented ba yung mga bata? Yung why kagad, parang yung asawa na hinuhuli yung kanyang mister. Ba't ka nangaliwa? Pag nag-explain ka na, ala na. Umamin ka na.
Ba't ka nangaliwa? Eh teka, kumakanan ako.
Ganun ka kagad.
Kaya diba, parang dapat, nalilate umuwi at nasasabihin, sinong ka-date mo?
Yun, sagot ka kagad si ganyan. Wala na, huli na.
Sige.
Break.
Break muna daw kami. Babalik ko kami pagkatapos lang po na ilang mga paalala.
Ngayon, mapapakinggan na ang PBS Radyo ng Bayan saan mang panig ng daigdig. Sa pamamagitan ng internet, mag-log on lamang sa www.pbs.gov.ph. I-click ang Radyo ng Bayan Live o kaya sa www.pinoywebcaster.com. I-click lamang ang Listen. Worldwide na ang PBS Radyo ng Bayan, ang Radyo ng Bayan.
Ito ang Philippine Broadcasting Service, ang bagong Radyo ng Bayan. News and current affairs, music and entertainment, sumasahim papawid sa mga sulok ng bansa mula Luzon, Visayas at Mindanao. Tapat at tunay sa serbisyo publiko, hatid sa inyo ng 32 Radyo ng Bayan stations sa buong Pilipinas. Mas pinaganda, mas pinalawa, mas pinalakas, ang bagong Radyo ng Bayan. And current affairs, top stories of the day, business, sports, music, and entertainment. 7-3-8 sa Mega Manila. Mas pinaganda, mas pinalawak, mas pinalakas ang bagong Radyo ng Bayan.
Okay, balik ko tayo. Meron na tayong 33 minuto makalipas ang alas 7 dito pa rin sa Bayan at Batas. Okay, Attorney Marvin, Attorney Noel.
Miss Ben, 0920-923-6509 ang ititext na ating mga kababayan sa tanong ni Attorney Ponzi.
Sinong may kagagawan kaya nabitay yung tatlo? Kaninong testimonya? yung dumiin sa kanilang tatlo.
Nandamay.
Nandamay pa. So, sinong kaninong testimonya yung dumiin sa trial ni Tituba, Sarah Good, at Sarah Osborne? Multiple choice na lang naman yun.
Okay.
One of the three.
Okay. Ay, nabigay na ba natin yung number?
0920-923-6509.
But I bet they know that already. Yes.
Parang nasa ano na yun?
Nasa
text
number 2.
Oo, naka-speed dial.
Untayin natin ang inyong text. Mayroon akong signal. Very good.
naka-speed dial na siguro yun.
Basa pa tayo ng examination.
Pero ano yan? Yan yung unang tatlo, di ba?
Yes.
So, after that,
marami pa.
Sumunod,
eh.
Actually, isa sa mga nakakaawa na in-examine o inakusahan. As a matter of fact, nagkaroon ng special court.
Court of Oyer and Terminer. Gumawa sila ng special court. Parang drugs court dito.
Para lang manghunting ng mga mangkukulam.
Nung time na yun.
Mga five judges raw yung ano. Five judges yung... May chief justice pa. Diba?
Yes.
Isang... gung-ho witch hunter, pangalan William Totten.
Worshipful John Harton.
Yeah, yung isa.
Basahin natin yung examination ni Bridget Bishop.
Sige. Sumegwi ka muna.
Sino ka dito? Si Bridget Bishop po, yung isa sa, siguro...
60 years old, ano?
Siya po ay 60 years old. May-ari siya ng isang taberna. Ang kanyang binibenta ay cider ale.
Nakakalasing din yun.
Ngayon, dahil may ari ka ng taberna, marami may utang sa kanya. Hindi makabayad.
Mga naka-charge. Mga naka-credit.
Hindi pa kasi uso credit card nun.
Nakalista.
Utang-utang lang. Inom ng alak, pagkatapos hindi nagbabayad. So, ngayon, para hindi na sila magbayad sa kanya.
Ano raw siya? Witch raw siya?
Isasang witch. At inakusahan sila isasang witch. Okay.
Sino ka dito?
Ako naman si Harton. Ako yung mag-examine.
Tapos si Bishop. Babae
po to. Si Bridget Bishop.
Yan, yan. Doon, si Mr. Harton.
Harton. Ako to, no? Bishop, what do you say you hear stand charged with sundry acts of witchcraft by you done or committed upon the bodies of Mercy Lewis and Ann Putnam and others?
I am innocent. I know nothing of it. I have done no witchcraft.
Look upon this woman and see if this be the woman that you have seen hurting you, Mercy Lewis and Aunt Putnam, and others do, now charge her to fate. Charge her to her face with hurting them.
Siguro tinuro siya, no? Parang in-identify.
Why do you say now you see they charge you to your face?
I never did hurt them in my life. I never did see these persons before. I am innocent as a child unborn.
Is not your coat cut?
Sumagot daw siya. Answers, but her garment being looked upon, they find it cut and torn. Yun, pero hindi siya sumagot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good Bishop, what contract have you made with the devil?
I have made no contract with the devil. I never saw him in my life. And Putnam saith that she calls the devil her God.
What say you to all this that you are charged with? Can you not find in your heart to tell the truth?
I do tell the truth. I never heard these persons in my life. I never saw them before.
Si Mercy Lewis, medyo umiksena. Oh, good Bishop, did you not come to our house that last night and did you not tell me that your master made you tell more than you were willing to tell?
Tell us
the truth in this matter. How come these persons to be thus tormented and to charge you with doing?
I am not come here to say I am a witch to take away my life.
Who is that? That doeth it, if you do not, they say it is your likeness that comes and torments them, and tempts them to write in the book. What book is that you tempt them with?
I know nothing of it. I am innocent.
Do you not see how they're tormented? You are acting witchcraft before us. What do you say to this? Why have you not an heart to confess the truth?
I am innocent. I know nothing of it. I am no witch. I know not what a witch is.
Have you not given scent that some evil spirit should do this in your likeness?
No, I am innocent of being a witch. I know no man or woman or child here.
How come? How came you into my bedchamber? It was si Marshall Herring nagsasalita. Ganto pala ang examination ng halo-halo, no? How came you into my bedchamber one morning then and asked me whether I had any curtains to sell? She is by some of of the afflicted persons charged with murder. What do you say to these murders you are charged with?
I am innocent. I know nothing of it. Now she lifts up her eyes, and they are greatly tormented again.
What do you say to these things here, horrible acts of witchcraft?
I know nothing of it. I do not know whether be any witches or no.
No, have you not heard that some have confessed?
No, I did not.
Yan. Ayun. Kasi habang ina-examine siya, yung mga bata, eh parang kumikisay-kisay. So, tinotorment. Parang magaling umato yung mga bata na yun. Ano?
Magaling ang coaching. Magaling ang coaching staff.
So, kawawa naman. Ano nangyari kay Bishop?
Sa po ay... una, ano, di ba? Una, saan ba yun? Siya ba yung ano?
Katulad din ang nangyari kay...
Bishop's jury returned a verdict of guilty.
Mm-hmm.
One of the judges, Nathaniel Salton Stoll, aghast at the conduct of the trial, resigned from the court.
Mm-hmm.
But Chief Justice Staunton signed Bishop's death warrant and on June 10, 1692,
yun.
Bishop was yun. Carted to gallows hill and hanged.
Binigyan siya ng necktie na ano, nagawa sa lubid. Yun. Ayun.
Grabe, no?
Parang kumalat
yan. Kumalat ng kumalat. Kung mababasa mo yung napakinggan niyo pong examination kanina, obvious na puro misleading questions.
Oo.
Kumbaga, pag sa korte kasi naamoy mo palang misleading question,
tatayo ka na. Tapos hahampasin mo na yung table. Objection, Your Honor.
Bigay nga ng halimbawa ulit ng misleading question. Dito kanina, no?
Yung why na kagad eh.
Why?
Why na kagad eh.
Why do you torment them?
Hindi mo pa mapapatuloy yung tormented yung children. Ako nag-torment sa kanila. Eh.
At yun na nakakatuwa, wala silang abogado.
Wala silang abogado.
Sila abogado. Ang characteristic dito, tingnan mo, yung mga evidence daw na exclude sa modern courtrooms, hearsay, gossip, stories, unsupported assertions, tsaka yung mga surmises, generally admitted. Tsaka nga dito yung ano eh, dito ko nga lang nalaman ang ibig sabihin ng spectral evidence.
Ano ba yung spectral evidence?
Eh nakita yung parang spirito raw nung kamuka ng taong yun at yun ang sa kanya, yun daw nag-torment sa kanya, parang yung spirito ni ganyan, inadmit. Admitted yun. On testimony alone. Di ba? Tapos yun nga,
nagdala tayo ng mga Filipino free thinkers dito.
Nagpesta sila. Pagpapesta itong celebrity. Ito, yung mga witches raw had no legal counsel, could not have witnesses to testify on oath on their behalf. Mm-hmm. Tsaka nga, di ba, yung mga nag-uupo sa trials, baka nga i-trial na rin. Gagawa ng kwento. That no formal avenues of appeal. Defendants could, however, speak for themselves, produce evidence, and cross-examine their accusers. Pwede lang ba cross-examine yung ano eh, yung accusers eh. But of course, they're not trained to do that. Diba?
Yes.
Yun.
Isa sa mga key persons dito, ginawa pa ng play ni, ang pangalan ng play na yan, The Crucible, si Arthur Miller. Oh, yung Death of a Salesman, paborito kong... siya yata yun, Arthur Miller. So The Crucible, naging movie rin to, no? Si John Proctor. Ano ba ang kwento ni John Proctor? Si John Proctor po ay isang, ano rin, may-ari ng taberna. At siyempre, kapag may-ari ka ng taberna, marami kang mga annotations sa buhay-buhay.
marami kang komentaryo. Parang ano, alam mo yung nagko-komentaryo sa basketball, play-by-play.
Parang nagbibigay ka ng alak, nagbibigay ka ng komentaryo. At dahil sa kanyang mga komentaryo, at siyempre yung komentaryo niya, dahil nakakaintindi siya, medyo against siya doon sa trials na to. Dahil sa against dyan, marami siya mga sinasabi. Siyempre, binalikan siya at siya rin ang sahan na ito.
Nako.
Pag lalaki ka pala, ang tawag sa'yo ay wizard.
Wizard. Oh, ano?
Pag, pag babae ka, witch.
Active. Pero ano, aloha more. yung mga ridiculous.
At ayun. May tatlong nag-testify against him. Si Ann Putnam, si Abigail Williams.
Sila rin eh.
Si Injun John, sila rin. No?
Si Ann Putnam tsaka yung Abigail Williams, parating, suki yata ng korte to.
Parati
and
silang pinapatawag.
An 18-year-old Elizabeth Booth, who testified that Coast had come to her and accused Proctor of serial murder.
Serial murder pa.
Serial murder without any victims.
No, walang corpus delicti, tawag natin. Oh. Body of the crime, wala. Diba? Galing, ano?
Proctor fought back, accusing confessed witches of lying, complaining of torture, and demanding that his trial be moved to Boston.
Yun, magandang move yun sana, no?
Ano ba ibig sabihin nun?
Kasi alam mong biased na yung korte dyan sa Salem, lipat tayo ng venue, change venue. Punta tayo sa more reasonable, more impartial judge. Kasi dami yata, ang ganda yata ng record ng korte na yun, lahat yata conviction.
Perfect score, convicted.
Perfect score yata eh. Yun.
Pero wala nangyari sa kanyang mga moves. At siya ay nabitay din.
Mm-hmm. Pero yung asawa niya na spare,
who was also convicted of witchcraft, ay hindi naman binitay dahil siya ay buntis.
Sa atin din naman ganun. Ini-stay yung execution, tapos 1 year pa.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Para makasama pa nung nanay yung kanyang anak ng 1 taon. Di ba? Ganun dito. Yeah.
Correct yun.
Ganun ang bitay dito on a pregnant woman. Pero dito, bibitayin ka pa rin.
So, makalipas ang pagkarami-raming trial, na puro ganyan naman po ang trial nila, ang ebidensya at questioning nila ay paraging ganyan. Punta tayo dun sa link to list of the dead. Ilan ang namatay?
19 eh, kalagay dito.
Yeah.
Convicted witches were...
19 fixed. Accused witches were hanged on Gallows Hill in 1692. Kaya pala gallows ang tawag nila. Mm. You're sent to the gallows. May expression na ganun eh, sa Ingles.
Ayun.
Sent to the gallows.
Yan, si...
Gallows Hill, doon ko pala binitay.
Nauna pa pala si Bridget Bishop.
No, unang binitay.
Si Bishop.
Si Bridget Bishop, si Rebecca Nurse, Sarah Good, Susanna Martin, Elizabeth Ho, Sarah Wilds, George Burroughs, Martha Carrier, John Willard, George Jacob Sr., John Proctor, si Martha Curry, Mary Easty, Ann Pudator, Alice Parker, Mary Parker, Wilmot Red, Margaret Scott, and Samuel Wardwell.
Merong isa, di ba, yung hindi binitay?
Mm-hmm.
Yung tinambakan ng bato.
Sino yan?
Si Giles Corey.
Corey.
Oo. Kasi parang technicality yan eh. Hindi siya, nag-plead siya ng no contest yata.
Ayaw niyang magpag-trial.
Ayaw niyang mag-trial.
So yun ang kanyang punishment.
Convicted siya, pero parang tactical move eh. Kasi pag na-convict ka na witchcraft, mapo-forfeit yung ano mo, yung ari-arian mo.
Mm-hmm.
Eh nung dito, sige, hindi natin may po-forfeit yung ari-arian mo, mapapamana mo pa. Pero ito gagawin, ito pagkamatay mo, tatambakan namin. Bato.
Dadaganan
kasi hangin natin yung isang sample na death warrant. Ito yung ginamit na death warrant kay Sarah Good, Rebecca Nurse, Susanna Martin, Elizabeth Howe,
si Stoto ng
Ho, and Sarah Wilds.
Yeah.
Attorney, ikaw.
To George, Corwin, gentle High Sheriff of the County of Essex. Whereas, Sarah Good, wife of William Good of Salem Village, Rebecca Nurse, wife of Francis Nurse of Salem Village, Susanna Martin, of Amesbury, widow Elizabeth Howe, wife of James Howe, of Ipwich, Sarah Wilde, wife of John Wilde, of Topsfield, all of the County Essex, under their Majesty's province of Massachusetts Bay, in New England, at the court of Oyer and Terminer, held by adjournment for our sovereign lord and lady kind, William and Queen Mary, for the said County of Essex at Salem, in this said country, on the 29th day of June, were severally arraigned on several indictments for the horrible crime of witchcraft by them practiced and committed on several persons, and pleading not guilty, did for their trial put themselves on God and their country, whereupon they were each of them found and brought in guilty
by the jury that passed on them according to their respective indictments and sentence of death. Did then pass upon them the law directs the execution, whereof yet remains to be done. Those are therefore in their majesty's name, William and Mary, now King and Queen over England, and to will and command you that upon Tuesday, next being the 19th day, or the instant July, between the hours of 8 and 8 and another forenoon, so 8 and 12, the next day, for your safety, conduct said Sarah Good, Rebecca Nurse, Susan Martin, Elizabeth Howe, and Sarah Wild from their Majesty's goal in Salem were sent to the place of execution, and there caused them and every of them to be hanged by the neck until they are dead, and of all doings there make return to this clerk of said court that precept and hereof that you are not fail, that you are not to fail at your peril, and this shall be your sufficient warrant given under my hand and seal at Boston, the 12th day of July in the 4th year reign of our sovereign Lord and Lady William and Mary Queen and Queen of England, siguro to. W.M. Stoughton, Anno Domini, 1692.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos sa likod nun, nakasulat, Salem, July 29, 1692, I caused within the mentioned persons to be executed to the tenor of the warrant. Tapos yung sheriff nag-report na. Mission accomplished, sir. Yun na. Ayan na, binitay ko na.
Makibigan, we are taking from the website of Professor Doug Linder. Yun po yung mga original written records ng Salem Witchcraft Trials. If you have time, Google famous trials and then you will find links to many trials and one of them is the Salem Witchcraft Trials which we read to you.
Kaya balog-balog po ang dila namin kasi Old English.
Old English.
Talagang parang may extra ano pa eh, may extra processing
bukod
time
sa mahaba eh. Yung sentence. Pati spelling, halimbawa yung time.
T-Y-M-E. Medyo
pero parang herb yun ang
kumbaga parang may additional ano pa sa amin, cycle pa sa utak namin para i-translate eh. Kaya medyo mabagal kami magsalita. Ayun.
So nabasa na natin ang mga namatay at countless others who were jailed or who died in jail.
So ano bang postmortem?
pero ilan ba talaga ang lahat-lahat na namatay,
ano to eh?
Binitay?
Sinabi namin kanina, it's 19 raw eh.
19.
Tinry sila lahat at tinry sila lahat. Yung meron nga yung nag-ano lang eh, yung nagduda lang, 19 convicted witches were executed. Yung meron nga isa dyan, nag-express lang ng di ako approved dyan sa trials na yan.
John Proctor.
Oo, nadali, na-trial din. Ginagawa na ng...
We read it.
Nagsimula dun sa sakit nung tatlo eh. Tapos naging masisterya na eh. Yung lahat na naakusahan.
So, sa analysis ni Professor Doug Linder at saka ng kanyang mga sources, nakita nila, karamihan dun sa mga napatay o napitay, nagalo, sabi nga, mga malalaking estates, malalaking kalupaan. At yung mga nag-aakusa, yung mga maliliit na kalupaan. So parang naging ending, yung lupa ng mga namatay,
yung mga inakusahan.
Punta doon sa mga...
Saka yung nagpasimula yung Putnam, yun yata nagpasimula nito eh. Yung mga kalaban ng pamilya Putnam. Ay, di ba yung isang Putnam yung ano?
Yung mga lupa saan napunta?
Napunta doon sa mga naiwan.
Sa mga naiwan. So parang may ano eh, may... Pero may ano, di ba? May... Postmortem na, di ba, 1976 may article na Science Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Talagang nagkasakit lang yung...
Nagkasakit.
Ang sakit nila ay...
nakakain ng panis na...
Convulsive kain. Ergotism.
Mm-hmm.
Na nakakain lang ng bread na may amag. Inamag lang. Yung pangalan ng amag, ergot.
Okay.
Na nakakakos nga ng hallucinations. As a matter of fact, ang LSD is derivative of ergot. Yung amag na yon.
Okay, so parang nagkaroon ng halusinasyon nga.
Talagang ganun. So, siguro, sinamantala na lang.
Mm-hmm.
Nagkasakit, yun nga ang nangyari. Tsaka, di naman nila alam nangyayari ng mga panahon na yun. Diba? Ano ba yung sakit na yun?
Mm-hmm. Wala kasing science.
Salot ng Diyos yan or anong gawa ng demonyo. Madaling sabihin eh. Mm-hmm. Wala pang siya. Magpipiestahan ito ng mga free thinkers. Pa. Magpipiestahan nga nila ito. Hindi ito talaga nangyari dahil lack of knowledge.
And also palagay ko may malicious and deceitful
intent. Yun. May politika intent. Din.
Mm-hmm. Yung mga nag-akusa. Mm-hmm. Yung mga bata.
Ginamit.
Oo nga eh. At ano yun talaga? Acting lang talaga nila yun?
May ganun. Baka may rehearsal. Kasi meron iba minsan pag, di ba, pag nagte-testify na I am innocent. May acting lalo.
Acting.
Seemingly under their control.
Uh-huh.
Di ba? Tsaka nga yung spectral evidence. Diyos ko naman.
Spectral evidence.
Nakita ko yung spirito mo. Ayos eh. No?
Pero tinanggap pa rin. No?
Tinanggap kasi ano yan eh. Tulad sa atin, di ba? Merong mga taong convicted na bago pa tinry.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mga ganun eh. Na hindi, alam mo nang guilty. Or pagigilty. Alam mo na yun. Meron pang isa dyan, di ba? Not guilty yung verdict.
Correct.
Pinabalik.
Sabi okay. Niya. Ang nanalo po, Pastor Roger De Lara. Mm-hmm. Ang sagot niya ay si Tituba.
Mm-hmm.
Tama rin ang sagot ni Alito Araneta at saka Roger Irlandes Tituba. But for tonight, Pastor Roger De Lara won the contest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yan. So,
what is the future of witchcraft and wizardry, Attorney Ponzi?
Sa kanta na lang siguro ni ano.
Ano? Frank
Sinatra ba yun?
Ano?
Witchcraft. It's witchcraft.
Sa kanta na lang ni...
Well, I think lately, good press ang witchcraft and wizardry.
Oh, dahil...
Because of Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Oo nga.
But it's hard to imagine in 1692. Siguro kahit sabihin mo lang yung salita, witchcraft, ganyan, makukulong ka na.
Oo.
Especially if you were in Salem, Massachusetts.
Mm.
So
pagkatapos ba nung nangyari na yon, may mga sumunod pa? Wala na?
Wala
nang mga ganun.
Wala nang ganito.
Wala nang ganito.
Mm-hmm.
Siguro in other forms, yung mga mass hysteria, communist witch hunt naman. In the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Not because of witchcraft, but because of political.
Mm-hmm. Siguro hanap tayo ng ano dyan, ng mga trials on communist...
Dahil sa religion o sa
ganun din? Sa political beliefs.
Political beliefs.
Mga witch hunting ng mga komunista ng
Inquisition. Baka gusto natin Spanish Inquisition.
Medyo, sige, masaya natin. Tingnan natin.
Sama na next natin. Week. Gusto nyo. Yeah. Paborito ng mga free thinkers yan. Mga ganyang topic na yan.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Totoo. Well, but because of ignorance and because of hidden agendas, diba?
Yes. And what is the future of spectral evidence?
Tatanong ko kay Dr. Beckman, saka kay Dr.
Parang wala,
showing nila yung Ghostbusters yata.
Wala yata talaga ang spectral evidence. Parang imposible. Our rules of evidence po have kind of withstand more than 100 years already.
Mm-hmm.
And
Much of it is unchanged.
Ano ang mga acceptable evidence, direct knowledge.
What is palpable to the senses? Ano yung nakita mo? Ano yung tikman mo? Ano yung naamoy mo? Ano yung narinig mo? Tapos yung narinig mo lang. Hindi mo sigurado kung totoo yun. Uh-huh. Otherwise, pag sinabi mo,
yes.
The
future of trials with counsels, mukhang stable.
Bilis na
stable.
Sana. Stable naman. Yes. Tandaan natin, ang judicial affidavit is... pag pinasubpina mo yung tao, it's not a subpoena for you to sign your judicial affidavit, but it's a subpoena for you to appear at the law office and for you to testify until that law office and they will record your direct testimony, not to prepare you the draft of your in word format.
Ato, meron si Pastor Roger De Lara. Ergot is a toxic substance, same as the cause of death of Buddha. After eating toxic mushroom.
Ah. Okay. So, hindi lang pala sa tinapa yun.
Fungus talaga eh.
Toxic substance siya.
Yun. Kaya, ayos ano. Pati pala si Buddha nadali ng ergot. Ba't naman niya kinain yun? Alam naman niya lahat.
Hindi. Diba? Panay kasi yung meditation.
Hindi na binansinip ang kaya. Na lang ganun sa mga
katin. Magalit ang tatay mo. Eh.
May mga nakikinig sa atin, ha?
na naisip
na
ko
mga
lang.
Naisip followers.
Ko lang. Naisip ko lang. O oh, baka ma-offending.
Oo nga. Kayo talaga.
Pagalitaan ng dati.
Kayo talaga.
Naisip ko na lang. Naisip ko lang.
Hindi. The thing is, ito po yung nangyayari kapag kulang sa kaalaman.
No,
we're not just talking about simple people not knowing the truth, but an entire generation of people not knowing the basics of ano, what is now the basics of science.
Mm.
Yung breakthroughs ng medicine, breakthroughs ng scientific research. Yeah. Talaga maraming nagawa para maging...
So marami tayong alam. We know better now.
Para magkaroon ng justice at magkaroon ng sense of fairness yung mga trials, yung mga kaso.
Parang,
dahil noon, dahil puro prejudice sa mga tao, religion lang, ano lang pinagbabasihan ng kaalaman. At they took it very literally as it were. No? Kaya yung mga, pati yung mga kwento ng demonyo, etc., ay ginagawang kasalanan.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi nga natin last week, paano mo papatunayan na pumirma nga siya sa libro ni Satanas?
Kailangan pakita mo yung libro. Kailangan isupinan mo si Satanas para niya i-produce sa korte.
Ay, gusto ni Satanas, excuse me, modern na ako, wala na akong libro.
Wala na, FB electronic na lang.
Facebook na kami.
Kailangan
i-friend mo ako.
Oo, at i-like mo yung aking page. O i-like nyo naman yung page namin.
Alam mo, pinagtatawanan lang natin yung ganitong klase mga pag-iisip. Pero
noon,
noong 1692, ito po ay naging sanhi ng kamatayan ng 19 na katao at pagkakakalo ng mas marami pang tao.
Noon, life or death. Tapos usapan na to. Ngayon, parang nagtatawa na lang tayo. No? Pero seryoso to noon.
Okay. Thank you.
Miss Ben, love is greater than justice.
Iyon. Attorney Noel.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Back to school na po.
Oo.
Sige. Magandang gabi, Miss Ben.
Sige. At maraming salamat kay Orly Lopez at kay Rolly Bumatayo sa ating technical side. Samantala, maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa susunod na edisyon na ating palatuntunan. Ito po si Ben Blones. Magandang gabi po.
News and current affairs, top stories of the day, business, sports, music, and entertainment. 7-3-8, 7-3-8, sa Mega Manila. Mas pinaganda, mas pinalawak, mas pinalakas, ang bagong radyo ng bayan.